The Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, teaches us. Amar Rabbi Chiya Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. When the Mishnah says that when a son who's a gadol and he finds a Metzia belongs to him, and when he's a katan, the Metzia belongs to his father, says the Gemara, Loi, when the Mishnah says gadol, it doesn't mean a gadol mamish, an adult. Like cotton, and when the Mishnah says cotton, it doesn't mean a cotton mamish. A gadol, the definition of a gadol, is somebody who's samach al shulchan aviv, somebody who's dependent on his father for support. Zed cotton, even though he's physically an adult, but if he's reliant on his father for support, he is in the category of a cotton. On the other hand, cotton ve'ein samach al shulchan aviv. If somebody is a katan, he's a minor, but he isn't relying on his father for support, zeh gadol, and he will keep his own metzia. Taisus here, Divrei Maskil Rabbi Yochanan, quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam paskins la'loch l'maisam, that we know, as we learned Masechta Erevin, the way an Erev is established for an entire city is that the Erev is put down by one person typically. Typically, Erev really should be made by everybody participating in the Erev. But obviously, that is unlikely to happen. So the way they used to make an Erev was that one person put down the Erev, and he was mezaka, he put down enough food for everybody in the town, everybody in the chatzor, who was relying on that Erev, that should be able to use that Erev. But what is involved, and we're not going to go into all the Hilchas Erevin in today's shir, but what's involved is that the person who you should use, you shouldn't just do it yourself, you have to give it to somebody else. And that other person takes ownership of that food that's going to be used for an Erev. And he could take ownership on behalf of these other people, even though he wasn't appointed for that position. As we learned in the previous staff, Dafir Aleph, because Daloch is Zochon La'odim Shalei B'fonov, we could do something for somebody else's benefit without him there, without his designation. Certainly placing an Erev for everybody in town is a schus, zochel la'adam shloi b'fonav, and that's how we put down the Erev for everyone else. But what it's involved here is that there should be a third party who is taking ownership of this food for everybody else in the town. And this halacha isn't only by Eruvei Chatzeiros. It actually comes up by Eruvei Tavshilin when Yontif is on Friday, Shabbos. It comes up as well. Because let's say you're having guests at your home. So when you're making the Erev Tavshilin, you're not only making the Erev Tavshilin on your own behalf, but you're making the Erev Tavshilin on behalf of your guest. So somebody has to be Zoyche in those in that Erev on behalf of those guests. Says Taisus, if you have at home a child, and even if the child is a gadol, as we learned in the Gemara, but he lives in your home, and he's your dependent. We're learning in our Gemara that a child who is your dependent is considered a katan. And just like, says Tosfos, our Gemara says that any metzia that he finds belongs to him, so too, anything that's given to him really never becomes his. It remains his father's. And since anything that's found remains his father, you haven't accomplished what you're trying to accomplish by putting down this Erev with him taking ownership on the food on behalf of the other individuals. That's what Taisa says in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. It's interesting to point out that the Ramban disagrees with Taisa, with Rabbeinu Tam. And even though the Ramban disagrees with Tosfos, It's really on a conceptual basis, not really on a halachic basis. What do I mean to say? The Ramban draws a distinction between a wife and children. He says, when we speak about a wife, so we know, whatever a wife has is really a husband's, and therefore, anything she takes, anything that's given to her, no matter how the kinyan is affected, it makes no difference. The halacha is that the object that's given to her remains, the object that's given to her remains the husband's. He says, however, when we speak about a child, he says there's a difference between a metzia and a matana. He says, when we speak about a metzia, so Chazal, as we learn in our Gemara, made a special takana mishum eva. Here the father is going to say, I'm supporting this child. And then when he finds something, he keeps it for himself. What kind of a situation is that? But when it's a kinyan, and the Ramban says it even tiefer, the Ramban says, let's think about it. Who's the one that's making the kinyan? The one that's making the kinyan is the father himself. The father is giving to the child. If the father didn't mean to give it to the child, why is he giving it to him? So certainly, when it's a matana, and not only is it a matana, but it's a matana that's being given by the father. So if it doesn't mean anything, if a matana given by the father remains the child, so this is a joke. It must be that the child takes ownership. However, the Ramban says, it's a very nice svara, but there's only one issue with this svara. The issue with this svara is that if this is correct, but there's a child still doesn't have the ability to do kinyanim. The child doesn't have the ability to be zoicha on behalf of other people. So therefore, even though the Ramban has drawn a very nice distinction between matana, between a gift given by a father and a metziah found by a child, la'aloch l'maisa, we haven't really seen yet a difference, because both of them will agree that that's not the way to be zoicha and erev on behalf of the people who want to rely on this erev. We look at this halacha in Shulchan Aruch HaShem Mishpat, Simen Ayin Reish Sif Beis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Metzias Benoi Ubitoi, anything found by a boy or a girl, Hasmuchen Al Shulchanai, that are dependent on their parents, Api Shem Gedoilim, even though they're adults, Metzias Bita Anara, we're not going to go into this discussion. Anything found by daughters of Nara, Abish Enesem Mechas al Shulchanai, or Metzias Abdish Vachais Akananim, also not something that we're going to discuss today, or Metzias Ishtoi Hare El Shulai. Vuadin continues the Ramah, Im Revichu Beschoira Bemalacha, if any of these individuals earned salary, Avam Ein Avalam Meis, says the Ramah, let's say, we're saying now that any salary they earn belongs to their father. Let's say they earned the salary and they never had an opportunity to turn over the salary to the father before he passed away. That salary that this son earned isn't part of the Yerusha that goes to this person's Yerusha. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. Av Metzias Benoi She'ein Asayim Echal Shulchanai. The metziah of a son that isn't relying on a father, is independent, even though he's a minor. The Gemara says, when we're not sure if the get was closer to him or to her, concludes the Ramah, if somebody gives a gift to a child who's dependent, it goes to the father. Avaloi b'bnai agadol, but that's only by a child who's a minor, not by an adult. And yosim ha'shalom ha'shulchan acherim metzil l'atzman. You have a yosim who people are supporting, whatever he finds goes to him. So the Paiskim, in discussing this halacha that we just discussed in the Shulchan Aruch, makes the remark that we just learned, made a very interesting distinction. He said, the metzia, an item that's found by a child, so what is the critical factor? Is this child being supported by his father or not? If he's being supported by his father, then the metzias go to his father. If he's not being supported by his father, it belongs to him. However, when it comes to a gift, the Ramah makes the following point, that if somebody gave a gift to a katan that's relying on his father, that's dependent on his father, the gift is given to the father, but not by an adult. And what the Ramah seems to be saying is, even though this adult child is being supported by his father. Now we have to understand this Ramah. Al Gemara says that why is the halacha that a child that's being supported by his father, the halacha is that the metziah goes to the father? Because the Gemara says of Eva. So if we're applying this concept of Eva, not only by metziah, but even by matana, so why is there a difference between a son who's a minor versus a son who's an adult? Are you going to say that the problem is not that a katan can't be kind to something? Say to Paiskim, that isn't true. A katan, if somebody else is maknet to him, has the ability to take ownership. As we're going to discuss in a coming shiur, he has ability to sell, but he doesn't have ability to buy. So the Sma here in Sifkatan Ches explains the Ramah. He says that the Ramah by a gift is not referring to the Eva. Eva only applies, says the Sma, by Metziah. However, there's a difference between the kinyan of a katan versus the kinyan of a gadol. When somebody gives a katan a gift, even if we'll say that the katan has the ability to make a kinyan, that doesn't mean that I, who gave it to the katan, want the katan to keep, to own it. I want the katan to use it, but the ownership, I recognize should belong to the father. And therefore, when I gave it to the katan, my intention was that the katan should use it, but the father should be the owner. But that's only if we say that the Ramah will hold that by a matana, there is no concept of Eva. However, there are paiskim that hold that even by a matana, there's a concept of Eva. According to those paiskim, the distinction that the Ramah makes between a gadol and a katan in terms of receiving a gift will not be relevant. And even if the child, the son, is a gadol, but he's a dependent of his father, the halacha is that the matana belongs to the father. Where do we have this question? So I saw the Paiskim discuss the following shaila. Let's say somebody gave a child candy, a game, things that are used for children. So who takes ownership of this item? So according to the way we're learning, when somebody gives a gift to a child, so the smash says it matters what is his intention. So if he gives him a gift of value, money, or something valuable,
So there we could say that his intention was not that the child should take ownership. The father should take ownership and the child should be allowed to use it. That's what the Ramah says. But if it's something that the person means that the child should use it, a game, a candy. So according to the Ramah, not only by a gadol, even though he's relying on he's dependent on his father, will the halacha be that this gift belongs to the gadol, but could be even by a katan. Whereas according to the other paiskim, by every gift given to someone who's a dependent of his parents, makes no difference what the gift is. There's a concept of Eva, and the halacha will be that it really belongs to the father. There's an interesting tshuva in the Igros Moshe, Yoredeya, Chelek Dalid, Simen Mem Dalid. The shaila that Ramosha discusses is as follows. There's a child that came to visit his grandparents. And it was Erev Pesach, and they were doing Bedikas Chametz. And everybody is guessed by the grandparents, they're eating by the grandparents, they're living by the grandparents. This is a child that normally lives by his parents, and his parents support him. But here, because it's Erev Pesach, they all moved in to the grandparents' home. And the child is participating in Bedikas Chametz. And lo and behold, he does Bedikas Chametz under the carpet. And he discovers under the carpet a very expensive diamond. And the question is, who does this diamond belong to? So Rav Moshe in the Tshuva really discusses at length, do the person, the grandfather who's currently living there, says unequivocally that this diamond doesn't belong to him. So he's not the owner. The question is, maybe the previous person who lived there, but we don't know her status. She's not alive anymore. So Rav Moshe has a long discussion, and Rav Moshe seems to say that unless we know differently, or unless we have reason to believe differently, we can assume that it belongs to the past tenant. And since it belongs to the past tenant, we should give it to her yorshim. But taking that issue to the side, whatever the circumstances is, Rav Moshe now has a question: is this considered a situation of somebody who's samach al shulchan aviv? Is this considered a situation of somebody who's living by his parents? Because an argument can be made that during yontif, the father's not supporting his son; the grandparents are supporting the son. So Rav Moshe says that just because a child goes along with his parents to visit his grandparents, and therefore during Yontif, his parents aren't spending money on supporting him, it's his grandparents, that doesn't mean that he's not Samach al Shulchan Aviv, and this child is Samach al Shulchan Aviv. So if it's a case where the person who finds the diamond would keep the diamond, the person who would get the diamond here would be the son's father, based on the Gemara that we're learning now, that we learned from Rabbi Yochanan, we learned in the Shulchan Aruch, that the halacha is that something that's found by a katan, that samach al shulchan aviv, the truth is even a gadol, that samach shulchan aviv, a metziah, belongs to the father because of Eva.